Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Hey, good morning to all of you. Great to have you joining us today on a Wednesday as we begin another day of broadcasting, talking about the really important political issues of the day that, in fact, do affect your life. And that you can use to change your world, help persuade a persuadable person. And you know how you can do that? Well, by listening and participating and taking away something that I hope you find valuable, that each and every one of these broadcasts, that keeps you coming back. And frankly, something that you can use. I don't claim to know everything about politics, number one. And I don't claim to know everything about words and phrases and thoughts that you can use to have meaningful conversations with other people in your world and persuade a persuadable person. To do what? Change their political thinking that should lead to them being engaged differently. Whether it's just voting or it's maybe helping a candidate someday down the road or being a candidate themselves. Like, I think tomorrow is the last day that you can file for some of these local offices. At any rate, friends, great to have you with us today. So let me ask you a question, and you might be surprised at my answer to this. I'm just going to put it out there to you, folks. There are five really important gun bills that are being debated in the Capitol right now. Not by us, the citizenry, of course, because we're not allowed in there. But one of them is something I've advocated for. Well, it has a provision that I've advocated for. Should there be metal detectors in the Capitol? What do you think about that? There's actually a gun bill that says only the cops can carry guns in the Capitol. We the people can't. Okay. I'm actually okay with that. If you have to have a metal detector. You see, you have to do that if you go into the halls of Congress. I've done it many times. You have to do it if you go into the Marion County Courthouse. Why not the Capitol building? And here's the caveat. If Republicans agree to the bill, they need to demand that the Capitol never be shut down again to the people. What do you think about that? Should there be metal detectors? Should the citizenry, even people like myself and like you who are concealed carry permit holders, those of you who are, is that a fair trade? What do you think? 503-589-1220. That is the number to call if you want to voice your opinion on that. Now, some of these other bills are not good, and they need to be they need to be dismissed, and the only way that can happen is if Republicans walk away. And we talked about that yesterday. By the way, there's a poll out there, a survey by Rasmussen of 1,000 U.S. voters. And they were asked if they support amnesty bills for 5 million illegal aliens. Now, there's a lot more than 5 million illegal aliens in this country. A huge number of these people. 56% of college dropouts and working class folks said they opposed amnesties, along with 54% of voters with high school diplomas only. Only 42% of college dropouts and those with high school diplomas said they support amnesty. So the headline here is simply this. Working class swing voters are most opposed to amnesty for illegals. What do you think about that? Should we oppose it? Do you oppose it? Now, the part of the reason I ask you that question also is this. Not only is there a de facto amnesty coming out of the Oregon legislature, mark my words, it will be there. Not only is that going to happen, but my prediction to you is that anybody who opposes outright amnesty is going to be labeled a racist. Now, you saw that coming, didn't you? Sort of like this story I got from Timothy. Thank you, Timothy, that while it made national news, because it's actually the headline story, one of the headline stories of On the Right Scoop. Portland police cut funding and get a 2,000% surge in murders. Yes, that's true. That's a WashingtonExaminer.com story. The Right Scoop story is that this is a backfire on Mayor Ted Wheeler, who now suddenly wants to refund the police. Huh? This is what everything is going to be about. Everything is going to be about racism. Everything. In Oregon, taking your guns away from you is about racism. They'll find a way to tie that in there. Allowing illegal aliens to come across an open border, including apparently some terrorists. Border officials had to admit that four people arrested at the border are on the terror watch list. That's an Axios story, by the way, which is a lefty news publication. It's actually more than that, but they admit. Now, we actually know for many, many years when I first started going down to the border, we've known for a long time. When I was still in the legislature in the Oregon House, I was assigned to a Homeland Security Committee. And I did some national work in that regard. And I was told by numerous national federal authorities that, yeah, there are people in federal prison today that are terrorists, literally, who are on the terror watch list long before Trump came into office, folks. This is after 9/11. And they are in federal prison today. And you never hear about that, do you? And this story's been buried about people being arrested at the border that are on a terror watch list. And these are international folks. Generally, these are not the people like you and I, who somehow our name gets on the no-fly list, right? At any rate, Portland, once again, is in the news. In fact, I watched, you know, Channel 12 this morning. Same thing. They're convening these community meetings about how to keep people safe because of the incredible surge in violence. And not a single word about reestablishing the gang enforcement gun violence reduction team, which was totally defunded and disbanded. This was the team of cops specifically looking into gang violence. And why was that? It was the result of the Black Lives Matter violent protests after the George Floyd death. It's that knee-jerk reaction. And now the knee-jerk reaction from Ted Wheeler, as noted in the Right Scoop story, is let's refund the cops. oh, but let's just do it differently so it's not, it's not racist. Everything is about racism, isn't it? Everything. Now, at some point, when does this lose its luster, shall you say? When does racism, in your opinion, the racist charge that Republicans are, they're just apoplectic over it. They are afraid of being called a racist. They're just afraid of it. As it is used more and more by the mainstream media, as it is used more and more by the leftist to cast everything as racist, it becomes less important. It loses its power. And therefore, Republicans should be less afraid of it. Now, they shouldn't be afraid of it at all, but they are. In fact, there's a headline on the Liberty Daily. Gruesome Newsom. These Californians who want to recall me are racist. Yes. And of course, Donald Trump is coming out saying that Biden is destroying our country by his decision to roll back all of these immigration policies. And we're seeing this incredible, and they're having to admit now that we have this unbelievable crisis at the border. They are having to admit it now. But Trump is being called a racist. Of course, they never finished or never stopped calling him a racist. So the reality is, folks, today and tomorrow, you know what's going to come out of the Democrat playbook for anybody who opposes any of Kate Brown's policies, or frankly, any of the other ideas that are going to come out of the legislature, including reparations here in Oregon. Yep. Lou Frederick, who apparently is the chair, I didn't know this, of 8 committees. Lou Frederick, former state employee, former Portland Public Schools employee, radical leftist. A black man is a state senator, and he's pushing reparations. Yep. At $123,000 per year. In Oregon, folks. And if you oppose it, you're a racist. So, should there be metal detectors in the Capitol building? I say yes. What do you say? Should that be a condition, however, of reopening the building to we the people? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. And also, is racism, the charge of being a racist, going to lose its power? And why are Republicans still afraid of it? Back in a moment, 620. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car. 22 minutes past 6 o'clock in the morning. Corby disagrees with me, and I'll get into his email. By the way, if you want to send me an email, it's really easy. You just send it to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at kslm.news. And I will do my darndest to read it on the air. And I'll also take your phone calls to get your opinion about the things that we're talking about. And it's easy. It's 503-589-1220. It is the Power Buick GMC Talk Line, 503-589-1220. Eric Azer at Righteous Renovations is a contractor you can trust. Don't take my word for it. Check out his website, righteousrenovations.com. You just see the great before and after pictures of some of the incredible projects they've done for people, like remodeling their kitchens, their bathrooms. You know, stuff that's kind of important in your home, and you don't want it, like, tore up forever. Well, they take all of that into account. They listen, they execute, they do it right. RighteousRenovations.com. Here's what Corby writes. He says, metal detectors and amnesty. No on the metal detectors. It's another infringement on the Constitution. And once again, I don't think someone going in there to do harm is going to stop at the metal detector. They will blaze their way through the door, just as someone with intent is not going to get a background check. Absolutely no on amnesty. Can I go out and break a bunch of laws and beg for amnesty? True racists are the only ones claiming the racist card. The ones pushing racism are the only true racist I know. Regarding metal detectors, you know, it was maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that, in one of the U.S. office buildings where you have to go through metal detectors, a guy tried to get in with a gun and did try to blaze away, and he shot, I think he may have even shot and killed a Capitol Police officer, but he was killed immediately. Why? Because there are cops that they're right there at the metal detector, just like there are at the Marion County Courthouse. Yeah, somebody intending to do harm who doesn't care about gun laws is going to try to get in, but they're not going to get very far, and the person that's going to stop them is a trained police officer with a gun. Now, I recall the debate that we had about this after 9/11, because I was in the legislature at 9/11 in the House of Representatives. Back then, anybody could drive down into the basement where all the legislators and the governors, people, and Secretary of State and Treasurer, they all park. Well, yeah, anybody could just drive in there, and, you know, and there were constantly trucks going in there, vans unloading stuff. You know, what happened at Oklahoma City, the bombing could easily have happened there. It could, and it could kill the governor, it could kill the entire legislature in session. So after 9/11, we voted to put gates there so that you had to have a code to get in and out, and that's the smart thing to do. But I wanted metal detectors. And, you know, we Republicans were in control, and, you know, our leadership in the House and Senate said, no, we're not going to do that. This is the people's house. We're not going to restrict access. We're just going to increase the number of state police. And most of, there are uniformed state police typically right around the doors on the inside. So if somebody tried to walk in and start blazing away, wouldn't work too good. But a guy got in, if you remember, a few years ago and had a big machete. And he went in, and there was a hostage situation in the Senate chamber for a while. Still, no metal detectors. Because, you see, in this day and age, it's not just a gun. It's some jihadi with an explosive vest. You want them walking into the governor's office or into the middle of the legislative session? Literally walking in the doors while the House or the Senate's in session and everybody, I know, it's if they ever open up the Capitol again, I get all of that. But you want them walking in and just letting loose with an explosive vest? No. All of that's possible. Let me go even a little bit further. What about Chi-Com viruses? What about biological warfare? Now, the Chinese love Kate Brown because they've bought and paid for her, apparently. I mean, she just continues to give them whatever they want on the South Coast. Every time they want a landing spot for one of their undersea cables, hey, comes right to the Oregon coast and Kate's right there. Sure, whatever you want, we'll give it to you. But, I mean, I don't expect the Chi-Com virus, but, you know, what if there's a strong governor that gets elected someday? I know it's another fantasy of mine, in Oregon, that happens to be a Republican, that happens to stand against the Chi-Coms. What if somebody walks in with vials of material? Because you see, in the metal detectors, it's just like going, it's not just metal detectors, folks. They're putting your case, your backpack, through the x-ray machine. I think all of this is good. Seems to keep everybody safe at the Marion County Courthouse. So would you think this is a good thing if it was used as a reason to open up the Capitol building? What do you think? 503-589-1220. And also, I want to get into the gun bills when we come back. This bill actually comes out of House Bill 3268, which prohibits possession of weapons in the Capitol by anyone except police officers or members of the military performing duties. There's more. We'll get into all of them. Your phone calls, 503-589-1220, the Power of GMT Talk Light at 630. Back in a moment. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back 24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails always to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at kslm.news. Jim wrote me an email about Changed America. It says, I find the jury selection for the trial of the century has an insight to humanity and the biases we form. The death of George Floyd at the hands of just one man has had more effect on this country than anything Donald Trump did while serving as president. In fact, all the great things that Trump did are being systematically undone. While the repercussions of what Derek Chauvin did will be with us for decades to come, his trial for murder and the outcome of it may again throw us into turmoil. One of my supervisors is an avowed liberal. Now, we've had some interesting discussions. He said Oregon liberals are nothing like those in Colorado. One thing we agreed on was that the police have to stop killing people. Okay. But what happens when a shooting is justified? What happens when a body camera on a cop shows him being threatened by a black guy or a person minority with a gun or with a knife or whatever, and he has to defend his life and shoots him and kills him? We've had that happen, and the violence continues. It's a justified shooting, without question. An actual video proves it, but it doesn't matter. They riot anyway. On the subject of disarmament, Jim writes, if the gun grabber agenda is to get those weapons of war off our streets, then I say that all police and military surrender them as well. If civilians are disarmed, then there would be no need to arm the military, the police, for needs of enforcing law or security, right? Like that would ever happen. Corby writes me back an additional, today metal detectors, tomorrow razor wire around the Capitol. Well, sadly, you may be right about that. I'm not sure. This is not going to stop, folks. This thing is going to continue. Believe me, it's going to continue, folks. For instance, they're coming up with these new strains of COVID. There actually is, and I will find it because I'm hearing things about it, and I need to find it. There is a U.S., I believe it's a U.S. OSHA rule that's being proposed. It is a permanent rule by OSHA that says we have to wear masks. We have to be socially distanced, and vaccinations mandatory to do a number of things. All right, so if they're going to play that game, that's very, very dangerous. It's very dangerous because people will rebel at that. Now, that's a rule. It has the force of law. You and I will have the opportunity, if in fact that is what it is, you and I will have the opportunity to comment on it. My hope would be that we all would and say, what a bad idea it is. Because it is a bad idea. 503-589-1220 is the Power Up Buick GMC talk line. But again, if metal detectors would be an excuse to not only keep bad stuff out of the Capitol in Salem, but if it could be used as a negotiating tool to actually open it up, given the Marion County Courthouse has been open for almost the entire COVID shutdown, almost a year, folks. They were only down 2 weeks. Part of that is the security protocol. For a long time, you've had to go through a metal detector. What do you think? And also, racism. Everything is racist now. Does that at some point just lose its power? Or will Republicans always be cowering in the corner, weeping and crying, saying, no, please don't accuse me of being a racist. I'm not a racist. Will somebody stand up and say, no, it ain't racist to fund a gun violence reduction team, a gang violence reduction team, because everybody who's getting shot in Portland are minorities, you idiots. Oh, sorry about that. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning.
I got it, Jeff. I wish the doggone Democrats would realize that we're all a part of the human race, and there's good and bad in the world, and we need to address good and evil and all that stuff and do the right things. I mean, and we'd go a lot further to solving our problems if we would actually address the issues rather than say, oh, that person's black, so they get a pass for the bad that they do.
What is the issue that needs to be addressed, Art? What's the issue?
Well, okay. I listen a lot to Larry Elder. He's a black man, and he understands the black community. He lives down in Los Angeles and stuff, and he knows that the reasons why there's educational problems, crime problems, is because the family is falling apart. And if you look in the white community where there isn't a mother and a father, the chances of the kids in that family having problems are the same. And so you address those issues rather than, always say it's because of the color of their skin, because it's just not factual. But you and I both know that. The Democrats use it as an excuse to flame the fuels of racism. They want to say it exists when the simple fact of the matter, it exists in all the communities, everywhere in the world, good and evil, and right and wrong. But anyways.
but the reality is if the issue, the fundamental issue is personal safety. It just is. That is government's, wouldn't you agree, that's government's number one and sole purpose is to keep us safe?
Well, absolutely, Jeff. There is no doubt about that.
So why would Republicans not focus on the personal safety of minorities and use that to blunt racism?
Well, I think they do to some extent. However, you know, the news media labels Republicans as racist and all that kind of crap. And so it all gets lost in the fake news and stuff like that. Yeah, you and I both know that. It's just, let's address the damn problems of the world instead of making more problems and fueling the fires of, you know, everything that's going on. But anyways, I digress. Now, let's talk real quickly about, you know, putting in the metal detectors and all that kind of stuff. Let me tell you, Jeff, that's kind of a logistical nightmare at the state capitol. And let me tell you, when they start hauling in school kids during session, busload after busloads, it would be a logistical nightmare trying to get into the capitol to do stuff. So there needs to be certain rules.
Well, aren't they do it in Congress? Busloads
no,
of
I understand
school kids
that,
are going
you,
to Congress.
Well, yeah, but you don't see busload after busload of school kids, at least I never have, in Washington, D.C., trying to get in. And it's a little different layout, too, because, you know, they got the three or four different buildings for the House, and the Senate has three or four different buildings. The Capitol, that's all we have, is that one dang building that we're trying to get in for the sessions and stuff like that. You know what I mean, Jeff?
Yeah, but there are, I do, but I mean, each of those buildings have multiple entrances, just like with the state capitol. There are four main entrances to the state capitol, and you literally, just as they do the U.S., any of the U.S. office buildings or the U.S. Capitol building, they restrict where you can enter and where you can exit. And I think it's very doable.
Well, I think it's logistically, it's definitely doable. You know, and I'm not saying I'm against it, Jeff. The last thing I want to do is, as a blind guy, is get assassinated by somebody that goes to the Capitol with a gun. And, you know, let's realize it could happen. In fact, I'm kind of surprised it hasn't happened, given the ways of the world anymore.
Yeah, no, I am sadly, I have to agree with you that in that regard, Art. Thanks for your thoughts today, Art. I appreciate it. Rebecca, hang on. I will get to you after we get through the break here, folks. It's last segment coming up for today. So if you want to comment on metal detectors at the state capitol or racism or the five gun bills being debated now, for which the Senate Republicans should walk out, and others, you can do it when we come back.
In bed, throw the covers on your head.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Freedom Heating and Air can literally keep your home safe and less dusty. Safe from, well, allergens. Spring's coming, right? Pollen will be blowing here pretty soon, but also how about virus stuff? They've got great filtration systems that kill viruses. Plus, you know, kind of been cold last couple of nights. 30 degrees this morning, 27 yesterday morning. Wow. If your heat pump or your furnace isn't keeping up, it's a great reason to call Freedom Heating and Air. Go to their website, freedomheatingandair.net, freedomheatingandair.net. Give them a call. They can come out and make your life better. Eric writes an email, says, reparations? Republicans better not fold on this, too. He said, how is it sane policy that Oregon taxpayers should pay for slavery reparations? People who never owned slaves will be forced to pay reparations to people who were never slaves? Completely irrational and irresponsible. Yeah, but this is politics, so none of that matters, sadly. Let's go to Rebecca, then we'll move on to Rich. Morning, Rebecca.
I hope this is a good connection.
It is.
Good. The Concerned Women for America has recently won a lawsuit in New York City that the Planned Parenthood Abortion Center there was called the Margaret Sanger of Planned Parenthood. And they won a lawsuit that said that Margaret Sanger was a racist. And so the Planned Parenthood had to admit it. But instead of stopping killing black kids, which is what Margaret Sanger started the abortion center to do, they changed the name of it. So the Democrats are based in racism. Clear back, Margaret Sanger was a leader in the Democrat Party, KKK, and right. They loved her. And to this day, Democrats still love her. And that's the statement I made in the office.
And that's just solely because she's the founder of eugenics, believe that black people needed to be wiped off the face of the earth and that Planned Parenthood kills babies. That's why Democrats love
her. Well, she's not the founder of eugenics. She was a member of the Eugenic Society along with Hitler and other famous people. There's many, many, many people who were members of the Eugenic Society. And then the Eugenic Society broke up and became lots of other organizations. So it's real interesting to get onto the computer and chase that down and find out all the organizations that it became. They all have very benign sounding names, but they were founded for the purpose of carrying out the goals of the Eugenic Society. It's just on the computer. Anybody can chase it down. But the Democrats are always going to go to this because that's what they actually believe. It was a Eugenic Society member, well, two of them, who put Otubenga on display in the Bronx Zoo for the purpose of making it look like when people come up through evolution that the beginnings of humanity is black, and then you progress. That's the word progressive means, the progress of the human race. As you progress, you become, the white people are the most developed, is basically their idea. And so it's really, really interesting because I had a man who, he was so mad when Obama got elected that he forgot himself and he started talking to me. This is how I first became aware of it. And he talked to me for almost an hour about what they believe the origins of black people are and how there's so much scientific evidence that black people are less intelligent and less developed. And at the end of him talking, I said, you know, I'm kind of upset that Obama was elected too, but I it's not because he's black, it's because he's a communist. And the guy said to me, what does that have to do with anything?
that's hard to believe, but it isn't hard to believe. Thanks, Rebecca. I appreciate it. And thanks for clarifying who Margaret Sanger was. I appreciate it. Let's move on to Rich. Rich, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Morning. The reason they want to put in all the metal detectors is they're going to be starting to do more and more things that are going to be detrimental to us, and they're scared of the repercussions. The next thing is, if they're going to defund the police, then they should, what we need to mention to them, that we need more higher capacity magazines than standard magazines, because no one will be around to protect us. And the justification is, they say that the officers need higher capacity or standard capacity magazines because they run into a lot of criminals. We're going to run into more than they are.
Well, you could be right about that. Let me ask you this question, though. If they start doing more radical things, that means they're afraid of the people. My question is, if you put metal detectors in, law-abiding people aren't going to walk in there with something that would be damaging or with evil intent to express their displeasure by showing up in person. So I don't understand how having a metal detector would be bad.
They're going to do the same thing California does, where you can't get in except by appointment only.
Oh, I think we're already there. Yeah, no, I think you're probably right, which is completely wrong. And I think people ought to reject it. But if this was a deal, if Republicans said, okay, we'll only do concealed or we'll only allow police officers and military to carry weapons in the Capitol, and we'll put metal detectors in exchange for you opening up the building. Do you think that's a fair trade?
No, okay. Because they're still going to be armed, and they're a U.S. citizen. So if they can be armed, then okay. Why can't I?
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Rich. Let's move on to Bill. Bill, good morning. Your thoughts quickly. Hey, Bill, good morning.
On the reparations deal, it says if you identify as an African-American for at least 10 years and you can provide documentation of slavery, of heritage in slavery, and then if you're an Oregon citizen for 2 years, you'll get the reparations. So I guess I'm going to have to start seeing a shrink and let them know I feel kind of African-American-y. And I've been put down by the man too long.
And then you need to come up with some documentation that says you're a descendant of slaves.
We can figure that out.
Well, for $123,000 a year, Bill, I mean, come on. Yeah, I get it. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. Tim, quickly, you got like 30 seconds. Go.
I'd like to have a discussion about the difference between slavery and discrimination.
Oh, that would be a good one, actually.
Which is worse?
Maybe we can do that tomorrow. Tim, an interesting idea. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate you listening today. The show is way too short at 1 hour. Brian Kilmeade's up next live, 12 hours of live political talk radio on KSLM. Thanks for joining us today. I'll be back tomorrow. Hope you will be, too. Make it a great day.